And local news, the New Zealand Olympic Committee is coming to Raglan next Tuesday, May the 7th, to officially name Billy Stearman to the Olympic team. They'll be holding a ceremony at Manu Bay at 10 a.m. to make it official and have invited the community along to cheer on Billy and wish him luck as he represents New Zealand. Billy will be competing in Tahiti as part of the Paris Olympics in late July, early August. This Saturday, the Wonder Woman Adventure Race is bringing 400 competitors to Raglan to run and cycle over a course that is still unknown at this point, although we do know the race will be kicking off from the Wainui Reserve. There are long and short courses, and they involve running and cycling and will last at least 6 hours, if not longer. If you see runners and cyclists with number bibs any time on Saturday, it means you will have found part of the course. And local sports, the junior winter sport starts this Saturday, so be on the lookout for small people with green and black kits from the rugby and soccer clubs. And earlier this week, three netball teams began winter competition on Thursday nights at Minogue Park in Hamilton. This represents a big expansion of Raglan netball for 2024. Of the three squads, the Fire team were the one that came away with a win 29-19, while Karioi and Ngaranui lost 29-42 and 12-41 respectively. Bryony Wilson, Heidi Rangiafa and Mel Simmons were the players of the day. The Whangaroa Fire League team is away this Saturday, taking on Whatawhata Wolves at Rest Hills Park in Hamilton. It will be the first of four games on the road before they return to Raglan in June. And the Raglan Roosters football team also have an away game this Sunday with a top-of-the-table clash with Disciples in Hamilton at Kahikatea Park at 1 p.m. And in surfing news, Alani Morse has just touched down in El Salvador as part of the New Zealand team competing at the ISA World Juniors. The competition starts today and runs through to the 12th of May. This is Alani's second time representing in the under-16 category and comes after a great build-up, where she won the under-16 girls' national champion title, as well as having a consistent run of finals throughout the year. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 3rd of May, 2024.